Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Now that America is importing most of the ingredients in our prescription drugs and the majority of the foods we eat, it's important to look behind the label. It may or may not tell you where the products come from. Your prescription drugs may be coming from communist China. Drug research in China has fallen under a cloud because 13 of the top 20 global drug makers have set up research and development centers in China. Yes, it's cheaper to do research there, but as one auditor said, with cheaper research comes greater risk. For example, researchers did not report the results of animal studies about a drug already being tested in humans, a breach described by the drug researchers as a mortal sin. Auditors also report that Chinese workers did not properly monitor clinical trials, and they paid hospitals in ways that could be seen as bribery. Free trade is bringing us fish raised in China's six rivers. By the time the fish swim to the fish ponds, the water has been accumulating raw sewage, agricultural pesticides, and the heavy metal output of poorly regulated industrial plants. China's planned purchase of pork producer Smithfield Foods for $4.5 billion has U.S. officials concerned about how this could affect the safety and availability of heparin. That's an important blood thinner derived from pig intestines that is widely used in U.S. heart surgery and kidney dialysis. In 2007 and 8, 94 Americans died after being treated with contaminated heparin. An increasing percentage of vaccines is manufactured in China and sold in U.S. pharmacies. China boasts of 30 vaccine-producing companies that will soon be producing 1 billion doses a year.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Want your voice heard? At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we want to hear your firsthand experience with the U.S. unemployment crisis. Where did the jobs go? Is the solution more government spending or cutting taxes? Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th. You can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Steve, are you still with me?
I'm away right now, Bob. I'm watching the Olympics.
Okay, I'll be right back as well. Folks, you're going to have some dead air for the next 10 minutes, but don't worry.
Oh, did you see that? Wow. Oh, oh man.
The Olympics.
The Olympics. It's the Summer Olympics. It's the Winter and Summer Olympics together. The guys are snowboarding down the half pike and hitting water at the bottom of it, wiping out, man. It's not the big turns. It's the water at the bottom of the pike that's taking them out, you know. And, I mean, it's pretty bad out there. It's like 60 degrees in Sochi. But I know a lot of people are not sociable, so we won't talk too much about the Olympics. But, I mean, it's...
What about the Jamaican bobsled team?
I don't know if they're on there yet, but they'll be doing pretty good. They'll be having a good time, man, because they're used to bobsledding in warm weather.
The only problem with the Jamaican bobsled, and by the way, they named it after me in case you didn't realize
that. The bobsled. Bob Tuscan sled, yes.
That's right. The only problem with it is that they're Jewish.
They are Jewish?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
I should have known from the Schwinkels.
Yeah, I mean, the Rastafarian, they got the Jewish thing going, the, you know. So.
Okay, all right. Yeah, well, I mean, no wonder they named it after you.
We got some real Jew news coming up for this hour.
Real Jew news. Real Jew news. Why do we get on that subject? I didn't mean to you know, turn that into that kind of a, you know, ethnic football
thing. Oh, thanks so much, Steve, for bringing that up. It's something we've never talked about on this show. It's entirely an area that we don't touch because, you know, we don't want to go there.
Right. Touch not.
We don't want to go there. Right. We're afraid to really talk about the real players behind the scenes. You know, we're just your average show.
Yeah, exactly. We weren't hinting at Boehner and King are both Jesuit plants. Not Jews, but Jesuit plants.
I think people get confused, Steve.
They do. They do. They don't understand.
And here's the thing.
That's the way it's supposed to be.
We call a spade a spade. You ever hear that saying? If it is Jewish criminal activity, we will expose the living daylights out of it. If it is Vatican criminal activity, we will expose it. Does Jewish criminal activity and certain Jewish criminals, do they speak for the Jews, the race, and so on and so forth? Of course not.
They sure try, though, don't they?
They try. They hijack it. That's why they bought that domain name.
Right.
Nasty, rat-nose-faced Tuscan Jew.
Yeah. Well, it was interesting.
Come on. I don't want to spend
any more
time
on this. Yeah, we
won't
get into
more of that. I'm tired of it.
We were talking about the Olympics and all the beautiful things that were happening there. And, of course,
Jamaican bobsled.
Yeah, the Jamaican bobsled. But it's been so warm.
By the way, it's Jamaican. Yeah. It's pronounced Jamaican.
Jamaican, Mom. Jamaican Bob. Okay, Mom. Yeah, it's, I mean, there's so many good.
I'm a bad.
Oh, what about this campaign that we're talking about the internet groups that have gotten together. Have you joined that yet? Have you signed your petition or called your representatives to protest the breakdown of freedoms on the internet and also the spying and everything that's going on?
I have not, to be honest.
Do we have an update on that? Yeah, I mean, I know there's been massive pressure this week. It started Tuesday, and it's going to go on. And I've been vocally supportive, and I've also talked to people in government about these things as well. I haven't really signed the petition or made my call yet, but I plan to do that. I do get involved with these things. I do believe pressure helps. It may not solve our problems, but the more pressure we present to these derelict people in Congress, the more they feel like they have to take some real responsibility, and they once in a while do that.
And speaking of which, 18 members today of Congress, Steve, formally asked Obama to reschedule marijuana.
Really?
They had to reschedule it because they got a little too stoned, so they had to make it for... No, I'm joking. Earl Blumenauer of Oregon, along with 17 other members of Congress, asked for President Obama and, attorney criminal Eric Holder to reschedule marijuana from Schedule 1, which is the most dangerous of substances. Marijuana, Schedule 1 drug, narcotic. They want him to reschedule it. Well, although that sounds like a nice gesture, have you ever heard of the fact that the war on drugs is a complete failure? Rescheduling, it's not going to do diddly squat. Not diddly squat.
Well, it might.
You have to completely abolish the practice that is the war on drugs. That's my perspective. Maybe this is a step in the right direction. Maybe not. I don't know.
Well, I think marijuana is one of those things they ought to at least take down a few notches from a felony charge in some places to hardly a misdemeanor, really. I think that would help immediately. Of course, here in the state of Colorado, we've gotten a bad reputation because we've legalized recreational marijuana. And
how's that working for you, by the way? Have you seen any signs of reefer madness and people taking them in the streets? You know, Steve's in Colorado, for those that don't know. Any evidence of the deterioration of Colorado?
Well, we have had a run on Oreos and chocolate milk and soda pop at the stores. So,
oh, no.
Outside of that. And lighters and a few other things, you know.
That could be a problem.
It really hasn't. I haven't noticed much, but then again, I'm not down in Denver anymore, so I don't know what it's like down there. But I do know that it hasn't changed much. I think it's relaxed a little bit. Some people are coming here because of the recreational drug use, of course. And there are complications because of driving under the influence. And there are things that are popping up that we didn't notice, and you won't notice either until you find out how they twist this around and use it in other ways. But the state has raised about $1.24 million so far in revenue, tax revenue. And there are people coming here for medical marijuana uses that are legal now, and we are seeing people who are coming here for health reasons to get access to some of the oils and cannabinoids and things like that that they can get from hemp or marijuana plants. So that's an improvement. Good things, sometimes. You know, that's
okay.
The way it goes.
Some other news. TEPCO slammed by regulators for incorrect Fukushima radiation readings. We've long suspected TEPCO of having phony readings being released. Well, a regulatory agency is now confirming that was the case, while the Fukushima nuclear disaster and its cleanup remain oddly missing from most lamestream media headlines. The farce continues to unfold, Steve.
Yes,
it does. As Reuters reports, Steve, listen to this. Japan's nuclear regulatory has criticized TEPCO for incorrectly measuring radiation levels and contaminated groundwater. Yeah. It's a crime. And they are doing it on a regular basis with these phony readings that they're releasing and so on and so forth. Hey, I got an article here from the Jewish Journal I want to talk about.
Okay.
No. We're not going down that road again, Steve.
All right.
This article from the Jewish Journal. Here's the headline. You ready?
I am.
LAPD scopes out Israeli surveillance drones and big data solutions for highly militarized counterinsurgency forces. The LAPD Israel bond was in large part fused by former LAPD chief William Braddon, who made official trips to Israel to learn about the country's advanced counterterrorism tactics during his chiefdom from 2002 to 2009. How sweet. L'chaim. At a town hall meeting in Los Angeles near the end of his term, Braddon said of Israeli intelligence experts, "They are our allies. They're some of the best in what they do in the world." And that close relationship has been one of the growing strength and importances.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aran. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. Shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
Well, child and vaccine visit linked to more than 700,000 flu-like illnesses. You know, they tell us all the time, you got to take your kids to the doctors. They got to go to the doctors. Well, maybe not.
Yeah.
Not so good. New research shows that well-child doctor appointments for annual exams and vaccinations are associated with an increased risk of flu-like illness in children and family members within two weeks of the visit. The risk translates to more than 700,000 potentially avoidable illnesses each year, costing more than $490 million annually. Incredible, huh?
Yes, it is. Well, we've been warning people for a long time. There's danger in the vaccines. Quite extensively, we've been saying that.
Sorry, I'm triple multitasking here.
It's all right. You know, multitasking is allowed on the Bob Tuscan Show. So if you're multitasking out there, well, welcome to the Fellow Multitaskers on Radio program. Yeah, it's getting back to the vaccines, of course, there has been a very lengthy diatribe that we have provided about that, and others with expertise, of course. And, you know, it's a very slippery slope, that's for sure. I mean, is vaccination or immunization altogether worthless? I don't think so. But it's become a very dangerous game, and obviously they're not really... We just don't know what's in there and the way they're using this stuff. And it's being sold to us as some kind of a appropriate action that, again, another common core type agenda that's putting medication in your kids. You're being forced to conform to this in this system. And parents who are observant of the dangers of these things are becoming quite vocal. I am one of them. We had problems ourselves with the people who were people who were basically trying to stop us from, you know, using our rights to deny the vaccines to allow our child to go to school. And they were doctors, and they even signed us a letter that said that they would not treat us anymore until we cooperated with the vaccination program.
Darn.
Yeah.
Folks, what are you going to do? What are you going to do about this? I want to hear from other parents and people who have to deal with this kind of thing as a new parent. I want to hear what trials and tribulations you've faced dealing with the vaccination issue and in light of this story. Do you take your kids to the doctor ever for wellness visits or for sick visits? Do you go to the doctor? 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. I'd like to hear from people on that thread, Steve. What do you say?
Yeah, let's do. We found a doctor who would take us as, for other things and treat symptoms and illnesses as they came up. One person who had questions about vaccinations and was willing to accept our business and say, yeah, I don't blame you if you don't want to line up and have your child inoculated with this junk. And so there are some physicians out there, always bold people in the medical industrial complex who are trying to do the right thing. And so I appreciate those kind of people. Maybe we'll hear from folks who are in the medical healthcare industry who listen in and tell us, yes, we've had very serious questions about the protocol with these vaccinations and a lot of other things as well. You know, the SSRI drugs, the various forms of amphetamine that they give you, Ritalin and stuff like that. You know, all of this is... In my opinion, you know, it sets a bad precedent. I had when my son was rather young and going to school, he was having some attention problems, as young boys do. I mean, why would they want to listen to a teacher, you know, when there's all kinds of orange pencils to play with or something like that, you know. I was that way. And he said, kids, boys are like that, you know. He said, now if you want me to speed him up on some Ritalin, I can do it. Hey, I got through college on Ritalin, you know, it helped me in med school, but it's just amphetamine. And he said, I don't particularly think it's a good idea. You know, I would not do that. I would not recommend that. But if your school is saying this, well, I guess I could write you the prescription. And based on his, you know, reasonable assessment of the situation, we decided not to go there, and I'm glad we didn't. You know, so there are some good doctors. There are some good doctors out there that are trying, and I appreciate them. We're going to be losing a lot of them with Obamacare, I'm sure. You know, and this is going to get to be a worse case scenario of a lockdown on medical health as it progresses. This is what we've been warning
people about.
a long time, Bob.
Hey, Steve, next segment we're going to bring on Bitcoin expert Rex Brocky.
Really?
Talk to us about this story. Yeah, we're going to talk about this story. Two Florida men charged with money laundering for selling Bitcoins.
Great. We have Rex again. Good. It's been a long time.
So that'll be next segment. And we also have another story about it. The second major exchange follows Mt. Gox in suspending withdrawals. Bitstamps, a couple Bitcoin stories. So we're going to bring on our resident Bitcoin expert. Also, coming up in the third hour on tonight's show, we'll talk about 10 prison security techniques being implemented on the American people. 10 prison security techniques being implemented on the American people. But before I get to that stuff and we get to Rex next segment, let me tell you about this secret NSA satellite facility located at, that's right, folks, an IDF base in occupied East Jerusalem. It's common here when Israeli Prime Minister travels to the White House that there isn't an inch of daylight between Israel and the U.S. That's how damn close we are. It's one thing and troubling enough to say this is about political issues. But now it appears that our respective intelligence operations are increasingly coordinated and overlapping. Of course, it continues to be intensive spying by Israeli agents within the U.S. Of course, Pollard and other agents exposed over the years following testify to this. But increasingly, there appears to be no reason for Israel to attempt to penetrate U.S. security, as we're willing to give it to them for free. Yesterday, you heard reported on Richard Silverstein's reports that Israeli security correspondent Ronan Bergman had revealed the NSA maintained a secret facility in Jerusalem that monitored all U.S. satellites. He also reported something not in Bergman's interview. Listen to this, folks. This base was part of another secret agreement allowing Israel to share in all intelligence information produced as part of the Five Eyes network. In effect, Israel has become the sixth eye. No surprise there, is there, Steve?
No, absolutely not. I think they're entering the space age, and maybe they should, with all these UFOs visiting the mosque and, you know, the Holy Mount and stuff like that. You know, as Barry Shamish talks about the giants that came to Israel years ago, back in during the Oslo era. That wasn't a long, long time ago. But, yeah, there's been a lot of UFO activity, and why shouldn't they be looking at the space and the stars and everything that's out there? I mean, they're not looking at us, are they, Bob? They're not watching. They're not trying to control.
No, of course not.
Yeah, they're busy, you know. I mean, they're protecting the world from foreign and alien invaders.
All right, Rex Brocky, our in-house, none other than our in-house Bitcoin expert, coming up to tell us a little bit about these Bitcoin stories in the news.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
For For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right.
It's the future.
It is the future, folks, and whether you love it or hate it, don't understand it like myself for the most part, it certainly is very exciting to follow. And joining us now is a cryptocurrency aficionado and expert, Rex Brocky. He's been on the show several times in the past. I want to get his reaction to a number of stories that are in the news, and then we want to tell you a little bit about Infinite Coin and the possibilities that Infinite Coin provides above and beyond Bitcoin and these other cryptocurrencies. All right, so let's get to the first story here that is big news in the crypto in the cryptocurrency community, and it has to do with Mt. Gox. Yeah, that was a tongue twister. I'm glad I was able to spit that out, Rex. Mt. Gox. Okay, this is the story here. Let me break it down for you. This is where's my source on this? Zero Hedge. Here's what they say. Second major exchange follows Mt. Gox in suspending withdrawals. The reasons are numerous. JP Morgan has come out with a scattering attack. Bitcoin looks like an innovation worth limiting exposure to. CoinDesk reports the major exchanges are under a massive and cohesive attack by a bot system, creating a fog of confusion over the system. And perhaps most critically, Bitstamp has followed Mt. Gox and halted withdrawals due to inconsistent results from the Bitcoin wallet due to the DDoS attack. Is this a sign of the vulnerability of cryptocurrencies, Rex, or is there something more to this story?
No, absolutely not. And the currency itself, I've seen several of these stories that say, you know, a flaw in the Bitcoin software was discovered. No. The flaw that they're describing is a flaw in the Android operating system that allows somebody to sneak into a Bitcoin wallet app on a smartphone and steal the Bitcoins. Because that because of that flaw, you can sneak into the Android phone and steal anything that's on it, and Bitcoins happen to be on it. Well, sorry. The other thing to point out is these DDoS attacks, which is distributed denial of service, by the way, somebody is recruiting all of those old computers, you know, Windows 98 computers, Windows 95, all this stuff. Most of the computers in the world are as old as that. They're off in, you know, India and South America and goodness knows where else, where that's the computer the local person can afford for, you know, a couple of dollars. And those computers are usually online all the time, and they have no defenses whatsoever against modern worms and viruses and et cetera. So what somebody does is they write a little program that runs out in the Internet and finds all of those defenseless computers, or several hundred thousand of them anyway, and gets them all to attempt to go onto Mt. Gox's website. Well, of course, what that does is it shoots Mt. Gox's traffic off any imaginable chart. There are defenses for it. Most of the defenses are in what's known as the cloud, meaning you keep the address that everyone goes for off in the cloud where it cannot be overloaded. And then you only download from the cloud what you've identified as real traffic. That's a gross oversimplification, but that's how you deal with it. The mining pool that I mine in has been under DDoS attack, at least four or five times. The absolute worst one caused a two-hour interruption. DDoS can be dealt with, and it has nothing to do with the weakness of Bitcoin. All it is that somebody, it's a weakness of the Internet itself, and, you know, somebody is ticked off at Bitcoin or at all these exchanges. I wouldn't put it past the major banks being behind it, but if they are, they will find out what a weak weapon they have drawn, because all of this can be defeated. I mean, you can't realistically expect to take over modern high security machines with a bunch of, you know, 15, 20 year old computers running Windows 98, and that's what that's where these come from. So it's not going to last, and it can't. You know, you can emerge from any of these attacks, and I would point out that none of it has touched Bitcoin itself. Bitcoin itself is still just fine. It's not been hacked. It's not been touched. Your Bitcoins are safe. Just somebody's going after the websites again. Well, we've seen this before. I'm sure we'll see it again, but
okay.
Long-term effect, forget it.
All right, so Rex Brocky says, cryptocurrencies are going to remain strong and protect themselves from this sort of attack. And my son's weighing in on this too, I guess. Hello there. He's still up. Can you believe that? All right, so our next story.
Out of the
here,
mouths
Rex,
of babes and sucklings cometh wisdom.
Yeah, we'll see what the cryptocurrency is when he's older and old enough to spend money. Well, I guess he's already spent it. Oh, no, don't press that button.
Is this a good time, though, Rex, to get into Bitcoin, since now you have another little slump and it is a volatile market, which gives you an opportunity at these low points? People thought back when Bitcoin dropped from $112 down to $25, it was, you know, that was the end of that. And, of course, the people who bought Bitcoin at $25 were later selling them at $800. And that was not the end of that. And, of course, now it's dropped down to, what is it, $500, $600?
It's been oscillating between $500 and $600 for probably 4 or 5 days. I am recommending to all of my clients, buy right now, run, do not walk, get some money, get it into Bitcoins, get it into all the cryptocurrencies you can, because this, you have to remember that every single bubble up and then crash, Bitcoin never crashed back below what it was before and usually wound up substantially higher.
Yeah.
Now, this, and we've seen, well, I've seen personally at least five or six such slumps. I will grant this is probably the largest. Well, no, in terms of percentage, I saw a worse one when it went from about $130 down to about $70 about a year and a half ago, and that was some, what was it? I think that was when, that might have been when the U.S. Seized Mt. Gox's American bank accounts. And that was actually a worse slump, but in terms of percentage than now, because Bitcoin was only at about 950 before it went down to 600, so that's only 33%. You know, 140 down to 70, that's 50%. But in less than 2 or 3 weeks, Bitcoin was back up above 140 and kept moving. I don't see how, I mean, maybe if every major government on the planet, you know, tried to ban Bitcoin next Thursday and stopped all the major exchanges, you might see a heck of a slump. I mean, Bitcoin might drop back down to $100. But they won't stay there because there isn't any way to prevent Bitcoins from being used, as I pointed out on earlier shows. Somebody made that point just recently in Ride that Bitcoins were officially banned in Russia this week. That's another, you know, big hit on Bitcoin. But somebody pointed out that, hey, all you've done is guaranteed that you can't trace them. Because if you allow major exchanges to operate, those exchanges, of course, comply with anti-money laundering laws, so they demand ID from their customers, and you can follow Bitcoins through the blockchain, and most people that buy a substantial amount of Bitcoins are not savvy on how to move them around between various wallets and anonymize them, so you can trace them fairly easily. And so if you found a bunch of Bitcoins that had been used to buy, oh, I don't know, used fighter planes for, you know, employing in Syria, you know, well, that's a serious crime, but you could find out who bought the Bitcoins. If you follow the current Russian model and ban them, well, sorry, they're going to buy from some guy in the street and, you know, some geek. I mean, there's hundreds of thousands of geeks all over the world right now who will sell you Bitcoins for cash in person, no questions asked. And if you drive all the legitimate buyers into doing that, then you're never going to be able to trace any of them. Because, you know, the geeks don't ask for ID. I know. I have quite a few friends like that. So if a government tries to ban them, all it's doing is shooting itself in the foot and removing the evidence that it would need to pursue any serious money laundering case, assuming such a thing actually exists, which I have my doubts about.
Yeah. The only people who can legally launder money are the banks, which is all they do, essentially.
Yeah, they can do it, but nobody else can.
Right. That's their market, a monopoly on money laundering. That's what they do.
And so, speaking of money laundering, when we come back here in just a second, we'll talk about two Florida men charged with money laundering for selling Bitcoins. That's right, two Florida men charged with money laundering for selling Bitcoins, something the banks do all the time, folks. But are you want to take over the show? Jeez. Yeah, you're reading the story. All right, and we also want to talk about Infinite Coin. I want to learn more about Infinite Coin, perhaps an even more exciting breakthrough in cryptocurrencies than even Bitcoin, if that's possible. All right, you're excited about that? All right, my son's excited. Everybody's excited. We're going to get to that when we come back in just a moment. Rex Brocky, our in-house cryptocurrency expert. It's the Bob Tuscan Show. Don't go anywhere.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at WhatLiesInYourDebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit WhatLiesInYourDebt.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Two Florida men charged with money laundering for selling bitcoins. These men are in trouble with the law after being arrested last week for agreeing to sell thousands of dollars worth of bitcoins to undercover agents. Not sure where the crime is there. Criminal charges were announced on Thursday against 30-year-old Michael Abner Espinoza of Miami Beach and Pascal Reed, 29, a Canadian citizen who was living in the town of Miramar when he was apprehended last week. According to two arrest affidavits out of the Miami Beach Police Department, both men had independently sold hundreds of dollars worth of the digital cryptocurrency to undercover officers since last December, but were only taken into custody on Thursday, February 6, after they each agreed to make in-person transactions involving the transfer of thousands of dollars worth of bitcoins. Both men have been charged with one count of operating an unlicensed money service business, laundering between $320,000 and laundering currency valued at more than $20,000. Rex, tell me about this. Is there something illegal about
selling cryptocurrency?
Not, I cannot imagine that this is not a charge cooked up out of thin air, because I'm sure I would have heard of any relevant legislation passing in Florida. No legislation's passed any state as far as I know. Now, of course, I'm not omniscient, but I would, I'm sure that the geek networks I'm plugged into would have been shouting that from the housetops. All of the legislation that I've seen proposed so far has managed to fail in committee because at least one Bitcoin geek has shown up and said, oh, by the way, that won't work. Meaning that every piece, there was one, what was it, Illinois, I think. Illinois, about a year and a half ago, tried to pass a law that was going to regulate Bitcoin in Illinois and said you got to get a license this, license that, and all this other, you know, standard political BS from lawmakers that are, you know, try to make everything not forbidden compulsory. And a Bitcoin geek showed up at one of the committee meetings and said, oh, by the way, your legislation here references a central office for Bitcoin. There isn't one. And it says account holders and account grantors, meaning they described it as if it were legally a bank. And, of course, Bitcoin doesn't have any of those things. So they said, I mean, by all means, go ahead and pass your law if you want, but you'll look like utter idiots because none of that exists. Your law is utterly worthless and unenforceable because it doesn't refer to anything that's actually true about Bitcoin. And so the Illinois lawmakers just dropped it. And so far as I know, that story's been repeated several times in several other states, and that's it, because they can't.
Right.
The lawmakers cannot grasp enough of what Bitcoin is to try and, if I am remembering right, I got a third hand report that I believe this was in New York, the New York State Legislature, when one of our geeks showed up at the committee meeting and explained all of this. The lawmaker said, "Well, what can we do? What can we regulate?" And, well, I don't, you know, not much. And when it was answered to him that, you mean anybody can do this? Anybody with a computer or a smartphone? And I said, well, how are we supposed to regulate that? That's the point, oops, clown. You can't.
Exactly. From what I understand, these two in Florida were baited by the authorities. The police claim they told them they planned to use it for illicit activity. That comes from somebody who's very well versed on these issues, a friend of mine who wrote that to me in a private message. Of course, Rex, this comes on the heels of last month's arrest of the CEO at BitInstant for money laundering in New York. And then last week, Bitcoin exchange Mt. Gox announced that all transfer out of the site had spontaneously been put on hold.
That's all. What is, as we mentioned before the break, Mt. Gox and Bitstamp and several others are under a DDoS attack. In fact, my pool got under a DDoS attack again as well the same day. Somebody is marshaling a heck of a lot of obsolete computers to attack an awful lot of Bitcoin sites. I wonder who.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't have any information, but, you know, did the banksters try to hire something? As I said, if so, they've picked a very bad weapon because it can be defeated. It just takes a little ingenuity.
All right, so now it's not just Bitcoin, it's not just Litecoin, there's Dogcoin, there's Gorilla Coin, there's Jew Coin. I mean, there's a million different coins. I'm joking, of course.
Yep. Yeah, there's Freycoin after that economist with the theory that, of course, I suspect his theory, although I haven't delved into it as deeply as I should have, I haven't had time, but his theory was that you could make sure that an economy was always vibrant by making sure that money circulated. And what he proposed at the time was anybody that kept money in a savings account without using it be subject to a tax. And so a bunch of enthusiasts have gotten together and launched Freycoin, which it has what's called a demurrage charge. And so if you leave these coins in a wallet without using them for over a certain period of time, I believe it's 6 months, they start disappearing.
I don't know if I like that. I don't know if I like that. But
again, I don't either. But I'm saying that's, you know, I don't necessarily agree with it. In fact, I, with a preliminary opinion, I don't agree with it.
Yes,
but I'm absolutely delighted that somebody's trying it. Who knows?
It's interesting how many coins are being presented now. And you know, it's hard to kind of decide what coins do what and all that. But there's one that has really stood out to me, and that's Infinite Coin. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Well, I don't know as much about it as I should, but to justify my pointy hat title as an expert. But what, as I understand it, the base idea of Infinite Coin is that one major mistake, and I should back up here and say this, remember, Bitcoin is our first, the first serious attempt by human beings at making a cryptocurrency that can exist safely and honestly on the on such an unsafe system as the internet. Since it's our first, it's also our worst by many views. There, I mean, Bitcoin wasn't around for 6 months when people were already pointing out little flaws in it. One of those flaws, when somebody pointed out that if quantum computing is as good as it's supposed to be, maybe you could crack Bitcoin in less than 20 years. And so out of that came Litecoin, which has that security flaw fixed. Litecoin uses a different algorithm for mining and a orders of magnitude more secure protocol, so that Litecoin, you know, at some point in the future, it, if quantum computing shows up, I have checked modern ideas of what quantum computing is, and apparently it will not be applicable to cracking Bitcoin. But if it were, and all of its potential could be twisted in that direction, and who knows, some brilliant person may come up with that, then Bitcoin at that point, whenever that happened, you know, 20, 30, 50 years from now, might indeed be doomed, but Litecoin would not be. Many of these other coins either fix flaws, perceived flaws with Bitcoin, or they're different ideas. Now, to get back to Infinite Coin, the chief thing about Infinite Coin is, they are concerned that the creators of Bitcoin screwed up in one major way, lack of liquidity. Because, as I've pointed out on previous shows, the carrying trade of the entire world is about $65 trillion U.S. dollars. That number's not going to go away. And that's, you know, with the business as it currently is on the planet. And it's only going to get bigger as developing countries, hopefully with Bitcoin helping them so that they can't be squeezed to death by foreign bankers, that number's only going to increase. And, you know, stretching out 21 million bitcoins to cover all that, that's quite a stretch, you know, because that ignores all other uses for money like funds held in trust and ordinary savings and endowments and, you know, all kinds of other stuff. So 65 trillion is a very low target. Not only is it going to increase, but that's only the carrying trade. Is 21 million bitcoins enough? Probably not, but you know, the creators of this, did all they did was published a paper on what would be the ideal electronic money on a bulletin board and let people read it, and other people picked it up and ran with it. And that's, you know, having only 21 million is a flaw. Litecoin attempted to address that. There are will be 84 million Litecoins. That's another thing. That's why Litecoin promoted itself at the beginning as silver to Bitcoin's gold.
But well, Infinite Coin takes Infinite that to the next level.
Right. I mean, we're at some point we're gonna need pennies. And Infinite
exactly
Coin
right. And that's where Infinite Coin comes in, folks. Yep. Check out InfiniteCoinTalk.org, a forum on that to learn more. We'll be right back.
The Bob Tuscan Show.